Let's stand for prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We thank you, Lord, from all our hearts for your grace, for your love, for your care, for everything that you provide us. Thank you, Lord, for your fatherhood, for your guidance. Please, Lord, keep your eyes open on this place and on every one of my brothers and sisters. Lead us in your way. Open our hearts before our ears. Clean our hearts from anything that might delay or be an obstacle to your work in our life, Lord. With the intercession of our Holy Mother, Saint Mary, and all the saints, hear us when we pray to you, thankfully saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for then the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue in the third part of the series of personality. And we talked last time, a couple of weeks ago, about the powerful personality. And we said it's the personality we picked St. Paul from the Bible to analyze the characters of this personality based on. So it's the powerful or the Pauline type of personality. We said that the strength of this personality, he is a leader, a loyal person. He's a sharp, clear, straight to the point person. He is very courageous. He was willing to die for the name of Christ. And we said that he was very generous, that although he was an apostle and he deserved to receive money from the church for his service, he didn't do that. He was working by hand, not only to feed himself, but to help those who serve with him and to give to the poor and the needy of the churches he's serving. So today we will talk about two main points: the weakness of this personality and the treatment of the Lord for this personality. Saint Paul himself said in the epistle, the first epistle to his disciple Timothy, in chapter 1, verse 13, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. This is how he described himself before Christ. It's a very strong statement that he's saying. You know what is the word insolent mean in Arabic? The translation in the Arabic version of the Bible? Muftari. It's a very strong word in Arabic. He's like, nobody can deal with. Based on that, based on our study and analysis of the Pauline personality, we will discover some of his weakness. The Pauline personality or the powerful personality by nature is a very controlling personality, and it's a very stubborn personality. It's not easy to deal with. He likes to control everybody around. He doesn't listen easily to the others. It's my way or no way. They did studies, that's what I read, in Egypt about mothers of this type of personality, the powerful personality or the Pauline personality, and they found that this type of personality, she likes to give orders to her sons and daughters. She gives about 15 orders a day. From the moment her kids wake up till the end of the day, wake up, wash your face, wash your mouth, prepare your food, do this, do that, stand up, sit down, go this, do that. She likes to give orders all the time. The same when this personality, like if the husband is of the powerful or the Pauline personality, he likes to control his wife and his kids. Or if the wife is of the Pauline personality, she likes to control her husband or her kids. She likes to give order. And even if you get invited in a social time to someone of this personality, he invited you for dinner or something, he likes to control the scene, control the meeting. He invites you for dinner, you sit at the table, he tells you, oh, eat this, oh, don't eat that, no, this is better, no, this is bad, drink tea first, no, take juice. Okay, leave me alone, I will do whatever I like. But no, he like this is in his nature. He's doing that honestly because he loves you, he wants to help you out. But he thinks that you cannot do anything on your own. I have to tell you, to eat this first and eat that seconds and drink this or drink that. He likes to control. And there is a very strong statement said on the Bible in the book of Acts about him. When he received letters from the priest and the high priest to capture the Christian and to bring them to the court, in English it says it nicely. It says, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. The Arabic translation of it, the word yasuqahum ila al-magma. The word yasuqahum, it means like, you know, when someone grab a cattle or animals or sheep and bound them with a rope and pull them behind. This is exactly what the verse explained, that he was pulling them like animals. This is how strong and controlling he is. And when the Lord want to bring him back, when he sent him to Ananias, Ananias was so scared of doing that. He said, Ananias said, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. So he was so famous, the worst terrorist torture. Imagine you are, Ananias was a servant that was unknown. We never heard about him before or after. And then the voice of the Lord came to him, go talk to Saul. Excuse me? Who, Lord? It's like, I come to one of you, the new generation, and tell you, okay, you have a mission to go to Iraq to preach to ISIS, to the leader of ISIS, I don't know, Ayman al-Zawahiri, al-Qaeda, whatever, one of the big terrorists. It's like, oh, God, are you preparing me to be a martyr, or what's going on? This is how bad the reputation of St. Paul was, and when the message came to Ananias, it was very hard for him to say, to believe that, oh, I'm going to talk to this person. But is there anything impossible for the Lord? Can someone with this character be changed? Someone with a very hard heart can be changed? The Lord said to him when he saw him in the way to Damascus, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. You know what does goads mean? Goads, it's like this picture. It's like a big pen. They use it behind the horse. So if the horse tried to kick back, the pin of this staff come in his leg. He cannot kick against that. This is how hard it is. He said to him, you cannot be against me. You don't know whom you are going against to. This is how stubborn like a horse. He's just going crazy all direction, and the Lord is trying to bring him back. And he was so hard-hearted that when they were killing The first martyr, Saint Stephen, the Bible say in Acts 22 that he was standing by, consenting to his death. Like he was satisfied, he was happy. He didn't blink or fear any emotion about this man who is very innocent and being killed. But this very hard personality, and unfortunately, we make a big mistake by underestimating our weakness when we come back to Christ and he changed us. And we find one of the sins that is generally acceptable, it's not a sin, I'm very nervous. Or he or she is very nervous. He's a very good person. He has a very good heart. But he's just nervous. So what? It's just the way he speaks is very rough. So what? And even if we are playing game and put couples together and we start asking them question, what is the weakness of your husband or the weakness of your wife? Oh, he's a very good person, but he's nervous. No, it is a sin. And the Lord changed our hearts, changed our feelings, changed our mind, changed everything inside us to be completely changed. Look what happened after he came back to Christ. This very sharp, nervous personality, when he came to Christ, he found Onesimus, the escaped slave, and he preached him about Christ. And he wanted him to serve with him. And Onesimus' master, Philemon, he has the right to bring him back and kill him or do whatever because he escaped and he stole some money. And St. Paul, as an apostle, he had the power because Philemon was one of his disciples to tell him, Philemon, I am Paul. The biggest preacher in Europe. I'm the one who wrote 14 epistles. I'm the one who traveled 3 big trips. I'm the one who taught you Christianity. I ordered you to accept Onesimus back and to leave him to serve with me. But no, the epistle of Saint Philemon is a very high level of a Christian way of communication. Look what he said to his disciple. He said, therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, I have the right to tell you. Yet, for love's sake, I rather appeal to you. For love's sake. This is how much tender you are now, Paul. You asking him, you begging him for love's sake, as if he is a completely different person. And yes, he is, because God changed him. And he continued going on saying, whom I wished to keep with me, but without your consent, I wanted to do nothing. He is so tender and so sensitive on the way he speaks. This personality is very rough. He said about himself, as we read before, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. And even the Bible described him that he was still breathing threats and murder against the disciple. Like the breath that comes out of him is threatening and killing to the people. This type of personality is the least among the four that has emotion. Emotion is not in his plan. He's talking about action, work, business, achievements, he is a doer. Don't tell me about feelings and people and so. No, it's not in his agenda. If you have someone 100% of this personality, like, good luck. And thanks God that no one of us is 100% of any of this type of personality. We are all mix of the four to a different degree. But generally speaking, this type of personality, the last thing to talk about it is emotion. The peaceful personality, he is big time in emotion. The popular, sometimes He can be emotional. He can show some feelings. Even if it's not from his heart, he's just showing it off. But he had some. We will study next time the perfectionist. The perfectionist, he has emotion, but he doesn't tend much to speak about it or express it or show it. So this personality, he cannot forgive easily. Do you remember the story when someone strike him on his mouth? Who remember this story? He was in front of the court, and the high priest said to one of the servants, hit him. So he struck him on his mouth. You see what was his reaction? This is even after he came back to the Lord. He was St. Paul at this time. But you know, sometimes our nature comes back out. He looked at the high priest and he said to him in a very bold way, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall, for you said to judge me according to the law, and do you command me to struck contrary to the law? Part of what he is saying is right. You still asking me, we are still in the court. We didn't come to conclusion yet. Why you hit me? Jesus teach us that when someone strike us on the left cheek, we turn the other. But yet when the servant strike Jesus, he didn't respond rudely or badly to him. He said to him, if I did bad, witness on the bad. But if I didn't do anything bad, why you are striking me? So gently and politely. But St. Paul here was telling the high priest, you whitewashed wall. And this word has a background in their religion and culture and tradition. Whitewashed wall, it means that a defiled wall, and they painted, it's like the walls of the tomb. It is unclean for the Jewish, and what they do with the walls of the tombs, they painted with white. As if he's saying to him, you're like a tomb. You are not clean. You're bad. That's how bad he went. Yes, he tried to apologize. After that, he said, oh, I didn't know, because it says, don't speak evil of a ruler of your people, but for us, we don't speak evil for a ruler or for our colleagues or our brothers or sisters. This is not the way a Christian we should be. But this is the inner man that sometimes come out of what we have inside. Another situation. St. Mark used to serve with St. Paul. And at one point, we don't know what was the circumstances. St. Mark said, oh, I cannot continue the trip with you guys because I have something to do. I have to go back. Some of the history say that his mother was sick and he wanted to go to take care of her. We don't know the real story. But for some reason, he left and he went back. When he came back and he wanted to continue the service with him, and this is the problem of the Pauline personality. If you do one mistake, you are blacklisted. You are out of the picture. You cannot do service with me anymore. You are not good. You are out of the picture. So he came back, and then there was a problem between St. Paul and Barnabas, saying, yeah, we should take him, and Paul saying, no, we cannot take him because he left us before, and it was a problem, and Barnabas decided to take St. Paul with him and serve with him. Who was right, Paul or Barnabas? I like to hear you. Who was right? St. Mark should continue serving with them or not? Is anybody here? Sorry? Both was right. Were right? Why? Okay. Any other ideas? بولس ولا برنابا اللي كانوا صح. And I like to have, if possible, proof from the Bible. It's not opinion. Well, of course, what St. Paul did, being Egyptian, it was good for us. Because he came to Egypt and he built our church. And he taught us the faith. So it was good for us. This is one side of the story. But at the end of his life, St. Paul was saying to St. Luke, get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful for me for ministry. We all do mistakes. We all fall. We need to have the heart of Jesus, to have mercy, to accept. Regardless of the reason that made St. Mark leave, but St. Paul was so sharp and judging. No, you fall once, point final, end. You cannot continue. With Christ, he changed his heart, his affliction. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you with all affection of Jesus Christ. His heart has been changed. If he said, I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ, of the affection of Paul, Ahsha Paulus, we might say, I'm not sure if he will accept me. But he's so, talking here, Ahsha Yesu al-Masih, affection of Jesus Christ. So he did for him like a heart transplant. He has a new heart. He has a new feeling. He completely changed. Who is weak and I'm not weak? This is how he felt about everybody he's serving. Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation? This type of personality, he is very proud of himself. And this pride is different. We talk about the popular personality. He's very proud as well. But the popular personality, he's like on the fly, he's showy. Like the popular personality, we said, like who from the Bible? St. Peter, he was a fisherman. He was a very humble person. Yet he was so proud of himself. He had nothing to be proud of. But St. Paul, under certain circumstances, he had to show why he should be proud in the epistle of the Philippians, and he showed, he listed 7 reasons, and he was right about it, why he should be proud. I circumcised in the 8th day, I'm of the stock of Israel, from the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew from the Hebrews, concerning the law, Pharisees, concerning the zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness, which is a little blameless. He was like, okay, I have this big list to depend on. And to be honest, he had a lot of achievement. But again, pride or proud is not a good thing. And some of his achievement, he has 14 epistles, he established so many churches, he had three missionary trips, and he was caught up to the third heaven and her inexpressible world. And when he said that, he said about he was taking to heaven, not right away, like anything that happened good for us, we make a big fuss of it and we make a big story and we add some spices to it and make it a big story about how good we are. But this guy, he told this story, you know, after how long after this happened? After 14 years. And after he said that, because they forced him to say it under certain circumstances, it's not our point today, but he apologized about saying it 7 times after that. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a throne in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. So he saw and heard stuff above and beyond anyone can take and not be so proud. That's why God gave him this throne in the flesh. We don't know what was the problem of Saint Paul. Some people say it was a disease in his eyes or some other disease, but just for God, like even God is witnessing to that himself, is like he has something like very, very high that nobody can accept. So I have to, okay, calm down. I have to break you down and to calm you down by giving you this throne. I don't know if we can do the Lord treatment or leave it to another week. The time is so short. What do you think? I'd like to get your input. Who wants to continue? Who wants to leave? Okay, so I see a lot of people idle. Okay. What about going 5-10 minutes and maybe we finish it next time? So now it's 5 after. Maximum, I will take another 10 minutes. So the Lord treatment. The Lord, for this personality, he has no way but obstructing his way. He stand in his way. He was traveling on his horse to Jerusalem, Damascus. And the Lord appeared to him, and the Lord, first thing he did, he obstruct his way. Stop here. He made him blind and in need for someone to lead him. You remember his strengths? One of his strengths, he's a leader. The worst thing for someone of this characteristic or of this personality, he had this leadership by nature in him to make someone lead him. This is like the worst that can happen to him. Do anything, but don't let anyone lead me. So he made him in need that the people around him to take him by hand and lead him. So he obstruct his way. He made him blind and need for someone to lead him. And finally, he put Ananias, the unknown disciple, to preach him. Lord, this is Saint Paul, the most important among all the apostles who preached most of Europe. Send him Peter, send him John. No, don't expect that. Don't put this high expectation. I have to slow you down, bring you down, sending you unknown disciples. Lessons for us from this. If you are of this type of personality, try to listen to the voice of the Lord inside you. Out of God's love to you, he wants to bring you back. He starts by speaking softly to you. If you don't listen, the voice would get higher and harder. He will bring you because he loves you. The sooner you listen, the better, because don't force the Lord to do something hard and harsh in your life just to bring you back. So you start now by asking him, Lord, what you want me to do? The other lesson, he sacrificed a lot of things, St. Paul. He left his position as one of the Pharisees to be one of the people that he used to persecute before. And even after all that, when he came and he started preaching, was he acceptable in the church? All the disciples were trying to avoid him. Ah, who is this man coming among us here? So they try all to avoid him. That hurts him. Maybe someone else would go away, but because his personality is a very strong personality, God sent him Barnabas, who told the disciples about how he changed and how he came back to the Lord. The Lord uses his talent. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, king and children of Israel. For I know I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. So God used this talent because he is a doer. He is in action. He used him to preach his word. And when the Lord appeared to him, he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Let's take this word and every one of us say it to the Lord today. Lord, what do you want me to do? Did the Lord give him a list? He just said to him, arise and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. Was this question a surprise to the Lord? What do you want me to do? I don't know. I never thought about it. No. God has a plan for every one of us. And thanks God that he doesn't show the entire plan all of a sudden to us. Imagine if all of a sudden when the Lord appeared to him, he said to him, the ship will be broken now by you 5 times. You will be beaten. You will be stoned. You will. Whoa. I cannot do that. But he's taking him step by step. I'll tell you the next step. Go to the city, then be baptized. Then I will show you step by step. God has a plan for every one of us. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. لأننا نحن عمله مخلوقين في المسيح يسوع لأعمال صالحة قد سبق الله فأعدها لكي نسلك فيها. Definition. I'm almost done. What is the definition of success? From Christian point of view, from sons and daughters of God, success in your life is how much of God's plan in your life you will fulfill. It's not I've been a businessman or I did all this money or I did this or I did that. The real success that we will go with to heaven, okay, I had this plan for you in your life. How much of this plan you did? Question to all of us to think about, not to answer it to me. St. Paul said to one of his disciples, Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it. He's a servant. He has a service to fulfill. And St. Paul is warning him, be careful to do the service that God gives you. When we go to heaven, will we be able to finish the service that God put, the plan God put for us here on earth before we go there? Think about it. Last point to finish. He gave him a thorn in the flesh for two reasons. This guy is very active, is a doer. He will have, as we saw, tons of achievement. So first, to heal him from this pride, and second, to keep him humble and protect him. He prayed 3 times to the Lord to take it out from him. But the answer was, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. But it delays my service. I want to move. I want to serve more. This is impacting my service. Lord, please take it away from me. No, my dear. It's like, you know, after operation in the hospital and they leave the needle, the cannula inside your arm, just in case if you need any medications or fluids, it hurts. And sometimes the vein escape and they have to squeeze it, push it, and it's painful. Why? Oh, because I'm saving your life. Some people, they have to put a pacemaker to support their hearts. It's painful. But I am saving your life. There is something inside me that hurts me, Lord. Why you leave it? Please take it away. I am serving your name. Why are you keeping me suffering? That's for your good. But you know what? as if it is not there. I will help you. I will support you. My grace is sufficient to you. Let's all raise our hearts with prayer today, asking the Lord to reveal his plan to every one of us, and to be able, as he gives us his plan, to listen and follow his way to fulfill all his plan and do the service that God wants every one of you to do for the glory of his name. And the glory be to God forever. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we are late for like 5 minutes, but it's good because we have to finish this topic. Actually, please pray a lot for the service and for the servants and for the church. And we know that we announced before that maybe we have on the first, in the March break, we are going with all Sunday school to the, on 12th of March, we send an email, Jihan sent an email about we will go all together to the monastery for the kids. And I hope that we can attend all the service. Yes. No, high school, no, except high school, because high school, they are going to Quebec. I don't want to bother them with us, and if they need to come, for sure, it's okay, because they will help, for example, grade 11, 12, they are all pre-servants, they can come with us, because they can help the others, which would be great, but from grade 1 to grade 8, we are going to the monastery on 12th of March, but please, I need, by the end of, but no, today is 20, today is what? Another game. 21st, really? Oh my God. Okay, 21st, we are 21st, then by next week maximum, we need the names, we need the servants who will come with us, because we need to book the bus, and also I need to to call Abuna Bachomius in the monastery also too. This is first. The second, for the high school, we are going on 18, 19, and 20 to Quebec City with high school and the servants. Then this is a March break, and I think we will announce also later on the Friday, the Good Friday of the Catholic. It will be on 25th of March. We will do like an open day, we can say, or fun day for the kids. Okay. Only for the small, like a grade 1, I think, to grade 6 or 4, 5, 6, yeah. For this is the second one. The third one is, please, by tomorrow, for the 3 days, we have Mass. We have liturgies for Jonah fast. Oh, for the servant, please, we have to read the book of Jonah as a servant, and all the congregation, they have to read, and we have to read all together for the incoming 3 days the book of Jonah together, okay? And if you can finish like daily, because it is only a few chapters, 4 chapters only, that's why we can read it quickly. Or if you can't, then finish at least the book of Jonah during the 3 days. It's very important to read it. Finally, we have to, because I announced this to the sector coordinator, in the beginning of Sunday school, we start at 12. From 12 to 12:20, we have a gathering of the sectors all together. For example, the grade 2, 3, 4 here, and 1 also too. And in St. John for high school and the house for grade 4 and like grade 8, grade 5, 6, 7, 8. Then before, in these 20 or 25 minutes, we have to, number one, to be sure that, one, we are praying together 2 psalms. We have for the memorization. We have to do memorization. I need that our kids, they have the memory, in their memory, the psalms. That's why if we can repeat 2 psalms only per 2 months, I think I will got it by heart. And we have to encourage our kids to know the psalms by heart. It's only this time that we know and we can get all the Psalms by heart and the verses also from the Holy Bible. Then we have the small part for, we pray all together for 5 minutes, the Psalm. Then after that we have songs, and after six we have the rites, the church rites. And I send it, the books, to all the sector coordinator to prepare it, and he delegate or do it by himself, give the church rites every Sunday before going to class. Then in the beginning, then we have three parts, songs, and we have prayer before the Psalms, and we fix the Psalms for 2 months or 3 months, and also the church rites. Please pray for the church, for the service. Put all the names. If you can attend at least one liturgy per the next 3 days, it would be great, because we need to pray all together. Tuesday night, usually, from 8 to 8:30, we have the prayer meeting here. If you can come, it would be great. If you can't, stop everything in your hands and go with your family at a room and pray. If you can't with family, go by yourself. From 8 to 8:30 on Tuesday, we pray all together as a congregation and as servants and all for the church and for the service of the church. Any question before leave? Thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. By intercession, St. Mary, St. Paul, St. Anthony, St. Mark, make us worthy to pray. Thank you, Lord, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day thy daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, thy be the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.